This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm a doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I know I get pretty personal, and I get pretty personal with you guys, right? And you guys sometimes hear just maybe a little too much, you know, from, I guess, what you prefer to hear. Well, I just did a podcast with Michael Harrison. I want you guys to check it out. It's called Up Close and Far Out. It's a great podcast. And go to talkersmagazine.com. That's the best way to get a hold of it, or go to Podcast One. And it was great. We kind of talked about some personal stuff, you know, how I grew up, you know, school, how I feel about, you know, what's going on politically. And it was for those of you guys that are really, really into podcasts, I would definitely check that out. Not so much because you get to hear me. You guys already know what my situation is, right? I'm just, there's, you know, you guys have that all memorized. But very, very interesting to hear Michael Harrison and his take on things. You know, he was talking about how he remembers, you know, we talked about, you know, back in the 70s and 60s, the bra burnings, right? He remembers he was on campus and there was the first girl that came to school with no bra. And, you know, people were kind of following her around. It was like such a, like, a shock. All right? I don't know if you could see through her sweater. 70s clothes back then, they were kind of difficult. In the 70s, you know, you were wearing pink or orange a lot in the 70s. That's what I remember. Remember, I was a real young kid. I was born, oh, I can't say when I was born. All right, well, I was, okay, as long as you guys, don't tell anybody. I was born in 1971, but don't tell anybody, okay? I know, I'm old. I know. That, why do you think I hide? You know, on Facebook, I have my birthday like 1980-something. You know how they say put in your birthday? Because you never want to put in your real birthday, even though my birthday's all over the internet. It's once Wikipedia finds out your birthday, it's all over, but that's okay. But so I have on, you know, the... I have on Facebook, you know, my birthday is like 1985 or something. So then when my birthday comes up, they're like, yeah, Dahlia is like, you know, 28 years old or 35 years old. They're like, oh, wow. You know, what am I going to do? You know? And so anyway, I don't remember much about the 70s. I remember, okay, so my sister was born in 1965, so she's older than me. So I remember she was more of a fashionista than I was. I just wore whatever grocery store clothes or Kmart clothes my mom could buy or afford, or usually it was her hand-me-downs. So I would wear my sister's clothes. So it was a lot of pink, a lot of flowers, a lot of daisies. I guess daisies were like really big in the 70s. Why do you think I love the 80s so much in that fashion? Because it was just, you know, rather than pink, we're talking hot pink, right? You know, rather than pale pastel blue in the 80s, it was like aqua. I mean, that blue, it popped. That was the thing with the 80s, it popped. The 70s, it was interesting. The 70s, I think the problem with the 70s is the clothes in the 60s were so phenomenal and were so, you know, groundbreaking that the 70s didn't know what the heck to do. You know, in the 60s, that's where you have the short skirts and the boots. That's very sexy. Right, I love wearing dresses and boots. Okay, sometimes my skirts are short, not by choice. It's just when all the fabric needs to cover the butt, the skirt just happens to be higher than it should. If I had less butt, I think the skirt would hang a little lower. Right? Yeah, it's all the butt. So I just love a lot of the style of not the hippie 60s, but of the more, you know, pop 60s, you know, because the 50s are cool. And then they're like, you know what, we don't have to be so prissy. Let's kind of, you know, show off some skin. And so, you know, really, really good looking type stuff. If you guys ever saw Mad Men, the guys look hot. You know, and I didn't like sideburns. Wasn't really big into sideburns. You know, they look good in their suits and stuff. Oh, the 40s. Oh, my gosh. Military guys in the 40s. Ooh, hot. Anyway. All right, so here we are in the 70s. And by the 70s, yeah, you had a lot of women not wearing bras. So obviously their blouse or, you know, their wardrobe didn't look as good. You had a lot of weird colors, a lot of browns. People wore browns, olive green. That's what I remember from the 70s, a lot of olive green. And I don't know why that was such a hot color. Even furniture had olive green. Now, the furniture in our house was very odd. We had paisley on our furniture, and I hated that. And I remember my dad and mom going, oh, this looks good. This looks really in. And I'm like, in? This is ugly stuff. This is stupid. You know, my grandma would be like, is that your new Davenport? Yeah, it's our new Davenport, Mom. Be quiet and just sit down on it. But don't pee on it like you did last time. And so these were the conversations we had. So I just didn't really get the whole 70s thing. I do remember Count Chocula and the berry cereals. I hated the way they tasted. Kind of like Captain Crunch. I'm not a big Captain Crunch fan. For some reason, I just don't like that taste. Some people do, I don't. I was more of a, I hated Raisin Bran. No, I hated Raisin Bran. The problem with Raisin Bran is I only liked the raisins, and the bran was soggy, and my mom would say, you finish your cereal. And I had to sit there and force soggy stuff, because remember, when we were younger, our parents came from the Depression era where you don't throw away food. So when we grew up, it was, you know, you finish your plate. We're not going to throw the cereal out. And so I remember trying to sneak to the sink to throw the cereal out because I hated my Raisin Bran. Oh, and then Post. No, Post didn't make it any different from Kellogg. So I was more into the Lucky Charms. Give me Lucky Charms. I love the Lucky Charms. In fact, that's what I had for breakfast this morning, so that was good. All right, so that's what I remember about the 70s. But anyway, we were talking about how the whole bra burning thing kind of was around at that time. And I don't understand how women could do that, not wearing a bra. Not from a political standpoint. I get that. You know, women are like, you know, why do we have to keep our breasts in one place? I thought bras were for our comfort. I didn't think a bra was a man-made, man-against-woman type of garment. Now, mind you, I think the corset was. The corset is where you have to have an hourglass figure and you have to look hot and you have to, okay, whoever designed that, okay, you know, he needed a butt whooping for that one. But a bra, you know how hard it is to go up and down stairs without wearing one? Okay, bras, those are just necessity, like food and water. 1-877-DR-LEY, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, okay, they've been going back and forth with this glass of red wine. Does the glass of red wine help the heart? Well, now they're saying, nope, it doesn't. And scientists have debunked the myth. So according to a review of 45 studies, they say previous studies have suggested moderate drinkers have lower heart disease rates than people who drink wine, leading to the widespread myth that the occasional indulgence boosts our heart health. Yet they say alcohol abstainers in the past studies may have been former drinkers who quit or cut down due to an existing health concern. Therefore, maybe they're less healthy than moderate drinkers, irrespective of their alcohol consumption. So, lead author Dr. Tim Stockwell, director of the Center for Addictions Research at the University of Victoria in British Columbia, said the notion that one or two drinks a day is doing us good may be wishful thinking. They say healthy older people may be more inclined to join an occasional alcoholic drink than those with existing health problems. So there could be a false illusion of an association between moderate drinking and better health. So you see, this may all be illusion. So basically what happened is researchers followed more than 9,100 adults from the UK aged between 23 and 55. They found that moderate drinkers, defined as those who had up to two alcoholic beverages a day, had a lower risk of heart disease than non-drinkers. Yet, this was not the case when the researchers analyzed the drinking habits of younger people, age 55 or less, and then followed them to an older age when they were more at risk of heart disease. They say the researchers argue that while past studies suggest non-drinkers are less healthy than those who drink moderately, this is likely due to our health influencing our drinking habits. So, what does that mean? Well, here's the thing. I don't think the wine has anything to do with our health or not. Okay? I would love to go to Europe. I've never gone. And we're trying to plan a trip this summer. I know. I got to get moving on getting all the details. And from what I understand, okay, the Europeans do a lot better than the Americans with heart disease. Right? And people attribute that to the wine they're drinking. Okay, but have you guys ever seen Europe? You go outside, you take a gondola in Venice, so you're outside, okay? You're in Paris, you're at a bistro outside, okay? You guys get the common theme here? So while you're outside, you relax, you sit there, you have a glass of wine, you know, so maybe it is the wine, maybe it's not. Maybe it's being outside, maybe not. And so, you know, you also have the idea that they're talking about is when you feel good and you feel healthy and you did a real good day of exercise and you had real good meals, you'll sit down and have a glass of wine. So it's very interesting. Have you guys ever had fish for dinner? Yeah, some people do that. I don't know why. They'll go to a restaurant and actually pay for a piece of fish. I mean, if I'm going to pay any money for meat, it better be meat. Okay, but some people sit there and pay for a piece of fish, okay? And after they eat the fish, what do they want to do? They want to go for ice cream, or they want to have something sweet. So maybe that's another theory. Maybe you have these Europeans out there that eat some I don't know, slab of fish, and they're like, I got to get this crap out of my mouth. This taste is like horrible. And so they sit there and they drink the wine. That's the other idea. Maybe the reason why they're drinking the wine is to forget about the fish that they just had to eat. Did you ever think about that? Oh my gosh, I hate fish. Okay, anyway. Okay, so, but they got the fish in them. Okay, see, that's the key. Right? How many of these wine drinkers eat fish? If fish eaters drink wine, and not all wine drinkers eat fish, you got to look at the fish eaters who drink the wine. If these are the people that are healthy, that's what we have to do. Now, I'm not saying every time you go to Long John Silver's, get drunk. We're not talking about that kind of fish, okay? We're talking about, you know, where you like salmon. I've gone to restaurants, and I don't know, but sometimes, you know, they can make a good salmon. But there's this gray on the salmon. And I guess that's like the fish skin. Okay, I know. That's kind of, look, you don't eat cowhide, okay? You don't eat the skin. You don't do that when you eat meat. Why are we eating the skin of, you know, well, here's the thing with chicken skin, okay? You skin a chicken, but here's the problem. You're not really eating the chicken skin either because that has all the feathers, okay? So, yeah, you may fry it, you may cook it, and then there may be a layer on that, you know, and you always say, well, let's, you know, remove the skin of the chicken and let's remove, you know, think about it, people. Okay, when you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, okay, and you get a chicken breast, okay, there's a bunch of little round breasts that are all kind of enclosed with some sort of a skin on it. That's not real chicken skin because the breast of a chicken is going to be cut into multiple pieces. You see? Yeah, when have you ever seen a chicken with this round closed off, circumscribed type of, not circumcised, circumscribed type of unit. No, the breast is a part of the skin. See what I mean? So, like, let's say humans ever start to, I don't know, manufacture breast meat for animals. A human breast, okay, it's not going to look like a chicken breast, okay? And it's not going to be one big round thing. They're going to cut up into pieces. They're going to skin it, maybe stick it on a lollipop. I don't know. So, you know, that's the problem with fish. Don't be given a skin. So maybe, you know, that the people that drink alcohol, you know, could maybe have an issue. Anyway, so they say the results show that non-drinkers of any age tend to be in poor physical and mental health compared to those who drink moderately and do not smoke. They're also typically less educated, which is an important factor in lifetime health, the researcher said. And the review is published in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs. So, now, there was a recent study, for those of you guys that listen to my show, from the University of Cambridge, that found men and women who drink moderately, no more than, let's say, 14 units a week. Okay, so a unit is like a small glass of wine or a shot. So no more than 2 drinks a day are at less risk of heart problems, okay, than non-drinkers. So, you know, for women, we don't want them drinking more than a unit a day. So, you know, I wouldn't say that that study is a study that I would promote and suggest that you guys get behind. So, look, you know, does the alcohol help you? Does it hurt you? Drink it if you like it. I can't stand the taste of red wine. I think it's disgusting. It just doesn't taste good to me, red wine. I know it's an acquired taste like coffee, but I don't want to acquire a taste for that. I need to acquire a taste for fish. That's about all, you know, this girl can handle right now. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Georgia mother is upset because her teenage daughter received a school award, and the award was entitled Most Likely to Not Pay Attention. Nicole Edwards said her 14-year-old daughter, who attends Memorial Middle School in Rockdale County, came home with the trophy after going to a school assembly. Now, okay, mind you, in medical school, I was voted person most likely to get an STD. Now, I never got an STD, so I didn't live up to my, you know, the expectations that other people had. But those types of awards are just kind of ruses. They're just kind of, you know, roast awards. I can't believe somebody would go to an assembly and actually bring home a most likely to not pay attention. That's more like, unless it was supposed to be a funny assembly. I don't know. So the mom said it feels like it was derogatory. I feel like it was humiliating, and this was held as an assembly with the school. She said the daughter was initially voted as most likely to ask a question that has already been answered. She said, you guys are calling me when you're having problems with her in school, and when you're having problems with her not paying attention and not getting it, then you give her an award for it? Why call me to discipline her? But then you turn around and give her an award, it doesn't make sense. So the mother wants the school to conduct an investigation because she's deeply hurt. I don't know if the daughter's hurt. The daughter might have liked getting an award. You know, I mean, I don't have attention deficit, but I'm definitely hyper. And so if I ever won an award of, you know, student who won't shut up in class, I'd be like, yeah, yeah, I finally won something. But here's the thing. If the child has attention deficit, this is kind of a ridiculous thing. I don't understand why this whole idea of giving out awards, okay, that aren't, you know, awards that we grew up with, you know, where first place or, you know, your team won, you know, now it seems like they want to give awards to everybody. And mind you, I didn't mind getting my 10th place ribbon, and I didn't mind being voted person most likely to get an STD because I like the attention. But you have some people out there that don't like the attention. And so don't be making up stupid awards. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Your life is stay your moment. Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Some of you guys have some medical questions, so let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
My name is Wes from Idaho. Wanted to know if Dr. Dolly knew about what is called earthing. It's the same as grounding, walking barefoot on the grass or the beach. It is going to change entirely medical health care in this world. That I am certain. Mark my words. Earthing.
Mm-hmm.
Grounding.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting to the earth with your body. Yes. Our rubber sole shoes have isolated us from that electrical connection. Also, our houses with linoleum floors and wooden floors. We need to, with this earthing, you can put a band on your ankle and then connect to ground and sleep in a house with carpets and such. It would be the same as sleeping on right on earth.
Okay, so I'm going to look up grounding products. Thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it. You must be listening to a show when we're not live, and so I really appreciate you leaving that message. Here's the thing. Okay. Just to recap what he's talking about with grounding. It's basically you have a lot of natural forces from earth, and being able to connect to that without having a barrier is supposed to be beneficial. So the theory is that, you know, the earth with their grounding force, you have an exposure to that could kind of, I guess, help stop all the free radicals or a lot of the free radicals that you produce. Okay? And so you end up balancing it with the positive electrons that you may get from, or you have this negative grounding charge with your positive electrons. So for some reason, it can neutralize you. And, here's the thing with this, okay? I'm fine with the theory until somebody is selling products. Okay, then I get nervous. Okay, because here's the thing. People have been citing health benefits with walking barefoot and being barefoot and sleeping on a beach, just like the caller talked about. And, you know, there's some truth to that. All right. You know, the concept of you being able to touch nature, that's exactly what we were designed to do. We were designed in caveman days to sit by a fire, you know, to touch the ground, to play with the dirt. You know how there's that disease, pica, where some people will eat the dirt, especially if they're iron deficient. All right. We're supposed to have a fascination with our soil. We're supposed to want to plant plants. We're supposed to be touching the ground that we're on. And so I guess the reason why this concept came about is because many of us live in the concrete jungle, right, where we are surrounded by buildings. And so we touch concrete as opposed to what's on earth. And, even though I'm board certified family medicine and I'm not as naturopathic as a doctor as I think many of my listeners hope to be, I do appreciate and I always look at what the theory is, okay? And our body is electrically charged, so I see where they're getting this. I see where people who, you know, believe in grounding and earthing, you know, have that theory because everything is made of electrons and neutrons and protons, and you have electrical fields and multiple energy fields, and one of the biggest energy fields surrounding us is the earth. And the gravitational pull that it exerts and, you know, and the forces that it exert on the body. So I see how there may be a connection between the earth's gravity, the body's gravity, because, you know, how God made us or how nature made us, however you want to believe, it's fascinating. I mean, you know, how the body is made and how it survives and how, you know, calcium knows how to go through calcium channels and how cycles with ATP or cyclic GMP exist. There's some driving forces. So if we are having a disruption in our force because of some sort of, you know, very minute or microscopic block of energy, it's a very interesting theory. So, according to some of the emerging research with earthing, okay, now I'll talk to you about some other research, but what some people are saying is that if you do connect to the earth, to connect to the ground, maybe walk barefoot, maybe sleep on a beach, etc., you can reduce inflammation, diffusing the positive electrons, you can reduce chronic pain, you can maybe help eliminate jet lag. That's why some people really feel refreshed when they sleep on a beach. It's a much different way of sleeping. I thought it was the water and the clean air, you know, and just the fact that you're relaxed. But, you know, a lot of people, they get more into the mood. You know, when they're around the beach, there's a lot of things that the beach allows you to do. And we thought it was the water. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's the ground that they're touching. So less menstrual issues, less, you know, adrenal issues. I think they were talking about cortisol levels and, quote, unquote, earthing. So I'm fine with that concept of people walking barefoot and whatever. Where I start to get nervous is when people start to sell products. Because then I'm like, well, wait a second here. All right? Because if you are going to be as natural as possible, and that's what you're touting, you know, that you are getting in touch with nature, then, okay, then walk barefoot. Then sleep on the beach. Okay? Maybe grab a little pillow for your head and the rest of your body on the ground. You know, if that's, you know, but once they go, well, no, you got to buy a mat, or you got to buy this, or you got to buy this, or you got to buy certain shoes, that's when I go, like, in a way, it's like, whoa. And what really, really stinks is once somebody starts to sell products, it starts to dilute or negate the theory, okay? You know, this may be, this whole theory of earthing, I've heard of it, earthing and grounding, it may actually be something that's really scientifically sound. However, once we hear that people are selling things, we throw it out as a quack science. Now, there have been studies in the medical realm about being barefoot all the time. And Reuters had published an article earlier last year saying there was little evidence for there to be risks with walking barefoot, but also little evidence for there to be benefit. And so we don't have a lot of studies in the medical field talking about, you know, whether you should walk around barefoot all the time, whether you should not. Okay? However, look at some, you know, populations in South Africa where they're habitually barefoot. Okay? And so there's actually apparently a study now undergoing with barefoot children in South Africa. All right? You know, to look at their motor performance and their foot development, etc. Dr. Hollander and co-authors looked at 15 studies of more than 8,000 people comparing the physical metrics, biomechanics, motor performance, pathologies of habitually barefoot and habitually shod people. And habitually barefoot people tended to have wider feet than those who wore shoes. They say relative injury rates were similar regardless of footwear state. And that was reported in the Medicine and Science in sports and exercise. Now, I love walking barefoot. I love being barefoot. I feel better. I can't stand wearing shoes. And my feet are wider. You know, so yeah, there is something to that. If my feet are wide, I believe it. But, you know, is it better for the foot to run on the beach barefoot or not? You know, they've been debating that for a while. They've been, and I don't think we know. Here's the problem. You can get infection in your foot. You can get cuts. If you sleep on the ground, bugs could bite you, which is why you need a barrier between you and the ground in many foreign countries that, you know, don't use pesticides. Okay? There's a lot more recommendations for you to not be into the ground and collecting spores and fungi, etc. But I do like the science behind it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
School's out for one of my kids. Man, what went wrong? Didn't school go way into June? All of a sudden, the kids are out of school. Gosh, they're out of school kind of early. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, one of my kids is out of school already. The other one is still in school till about, you know, maybe second week of June. But I guess high schools are... No, he didn't even graduate high school yet. It's just his high school ends early. I know. I know, man. It's look, I love the kid. I love him. I mean, I gave birth to him. I guess you have to, and there's, I'm sure, some law out there. But it just, I think kids have it easier than we do. Now, that just doesn't make any sense. School used to start, if I remember correctly, end of August, early September. And then we got out deep, deep, deep into June. Okay. Oh, was that Candy Crush? Why's Candy Crush playing? Okay. No, I'm not playing. Trust me. No, I'm not playing Candy Crush. That's the Candy Crush music. It kind of sounds like an old kind of, you know, Jersey Pier type of thing. It's because, you know, maybe my kid's been out of school. So what are the kids going to do? Personally, I would love my kid to get a job. I'd love for him to do summer school. I'd love for him to do extra SAT prep. You know, he took the SAT once. You know, why not take the SATs another time? You know, I took the SAT twice. I would have taken the SAT three times. I love the SAT. Taking the SAT was fun. You walk in there. You're like, hey, guys, what's up? Like, what's up? We have to take the SAT. I go, I know, SAT. You guys know what SAT stands for? No. It's Scholastic Achievement Test. Oh, my gosh, you guys are, like, so fail. Doesn't matter. I'm going to get a better grade than you. Woo-hoo. Doing the dance. Well, we didn't do the dance back then in the 80s. It was more like moonwalking. I'm moonwalking because it's better. Anyway, so that's how I was during my SAT, so I loved it. So I do have chores. Yeah, I do have chores for him to do. Maybe that's what we need to do. I don't know if we're allowed to gamble on the Dr. Dolly Show, but why don't we make a bet? Why don't we have a list of stuff that I'm going to have my son and my other son do when they get out of school. And let's see by the end of the summer how much of that they do. So what should we have our kids do over the summer? What would be some good things? Okay, well, one is, okay, if there's crap in the backyard, okay, have them clean that up. You know, they get some sun, and then you don't have to do it. Okay, that's all also good. Clean their room. See, man, when I was growing up, I didn't get a room. And if I did, if we did have a good year where I actually had my own room, which was rare. Okay, usually I slept, on my grandma's, living room, or, we shared a bed with her. We had, like, one mattress for my brother and sister. But, on some years, yeah, we had some good years, a couple of them, where I had my own bedroom. If I didn't have that room clean, oh, my gosh, I would be sleeping outside. So you're right. That could be a pretty good, let's teach the kids how to, clean the room. And one thing, though, I do with my kids is I never make them make their bed. I just don't have them make their bed. I probably should. Remember my whole spider fiasco I told you guys about? Yeah, remember I used to love bugs, and I was never afraid of spiders. I just was always into bugs. You know, we had to do these bug collections, and I just was love bugs. So every time we had a bug collection for school, I was all over it. And one time I was asleep, and I got bit by a spider in my dorm room. And so it blew up, and it wasn't that I was in the dorms. I was actually, as a job, they gave you free room if you worked that summer in the dorms for the summer interns or whatever. So I got free room, I just didn't get free food, and I got bit by a spider. So I don't know, maybe the pesticide, the insecticide wasn't working. I don't know what the hell was happening, but it was such a bad infection that it almost took up my whole leg. It was so bad. This infection. So after that, I got scared of spiders. And so every night before I went to bed, I would lift up the sheets to make sure there wasn't a spider. And by the time I got to medical school, so 3-4 years, I was like, okay, you know what? This is an obsessive behavior. I can't get into a bed without looking for a spider. And now you know why I didn't have a lot of sex in school, because it was really hard to go to a guy's house and go, wait a second, I got to examine the bed for spiders. Because most likely I would, find something else. Maybe a spirochete. Right? Maybe a herpes, maybe a gonorrhea, a gonococcus. So, the bed inspection thing obviously didn't work for a lot of people. And by the time I was in medical school, I'd go, this is ridiculous. Okay? I have got to stop going through this nightly ritual of looking for spiders around the room and around the bed. So I go, you want what? This is it. This is the last night I'm doing it. This is it. And I lift up the sheets, and a spider, which looked about 4 or 5 inches, runs across the bed from the foot of the bed to my pillow. I freaked out. But you wonder what? That was my last night of checking the bed. I stopped checking the bed. Now, I did wear socks. I did wear pants with my pants shoved into the sock. Okay? I was scared to death. I prayed a lot. But I had to just stop that obsessive behavior of always checking the bed and maybe I shouldn't say obsessive behavior, but that ritual of always checking the bed to make sure there wasn't any spiders in there. Now, if I did make my bed appropriately, okay, maybe a spider would get up in there. You know, why do you think when you guys go to a fancy hotel, the sheets are tucked in so tight, tight, tight into the bed? I guess it's supposed to keep the mattress clean. Now, I hate that stuff. I walk into a hotel, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to loosen all this up because I love my bedding completely loose. But the problem is, maybe that's why bugs are getting in there. So maybe I should start to teach kids to make the bed. I didn't realize that. See what you guys do? You guys make me think. Yeah, because obviously I don't put a lot of thought into it before I go on air. Okay, that's kind of a good thought. Okay, what else should the kids do? Well, I think what the kids should do, to be honest, okay, if they can't get a part-time job, the hard part about a part-time job is summer seems to get shorter and shorter than you think. And a lot of places don't want to hire you if you're only going to be there for about 8 weeks. You know, mind you, even if you take a little vacation, like we're going to go to Disneyland this summer. I love going to Disneyland. Right. You know, if you're only there for about 8 weeks, it's not a lot of summer work, especially when you're living in a town where everybody gets the hell out of Dodge during the summer. But I love the idea of your kids making some money. When I was little, you know, we tried to do a lemonade stand or a Tang. Back then, Tang was really big, so we'd do Tang. You know, and nobody wanted to buy our Tang because we didn't have it saturated well enough. It was very clumpy, etc. But I would love for the kids to make some money, and I would love for them to see how hard it takes to make that money. So I would really like to have the kids, you know, go and babysit or clean other people's cars or do other people's, I don't know, landscaping or whatever, rake leaves. I know there's no leaves in Las Vegas. Okay, well, you know what? Pick up cactus thorns. How about that? To make some money. And when they realize how hard it is to, the type of work that they have to put in, I think they're going to really have an appreciation for other workers. They're going to have a really appreciation for money. And so I think that's a good idea. If any of you guys have kids and you don't know what to do with them over the summer, make them work. Make them help you with your job. Even if you are hired by somebody else, make them, you know, help you. Like I'm working on all summer long National Blood Donation Week. You know, one of my kids, I was like, help me with the logo. And he did it. Now, it only took him 5 minutes, but he made that logo, that real gorgeous logo for National Blood Donation Week on my website. Yeah, he made that. And so, you know, put them to work. And you want to know what they're going to feel more valued. Okay? They don't want to think that they're just around the house being parasites. Okay? Now, you don't tell them this, but, you know, they're around the house because, you know, you feed off of their love. Okay, but do your older teenagers really show you any love? No. Mom, I need money. Mom, where's my shirt? Mom, okay, but you know, we moms are able to filter out that little bit of love in there, okay? That's why we call it being needed. Okay, you see how we grab at straws? Look how desperate we mothers are. We're like, well, he needs me. He won't be able to find his shirt without me. Okay, you know, that's how we look at them loving us. But, you know, the kids need to feel like they're contributing. They also need to feel like they are getting ready for the outside world. So if you want to get them ready for an outside world, teach them how to, you know, deal with their checkbooks. Teach them how to deal with the car. All right? You know, teach them how to, you know, navigate the streets if they're, you know, driving and new to driving. So there's a lot of things you could do. Teach them how to hunt. Teach them how to make a fire. Teach them how to deal with a bleed or a bloody nose. Teach them how to do some practical stuff. And tell them to listen to some damn good radio. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? change. See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.